Penguin Random House Audio presents How We Learn, The Surprising Truth About When, Where, and Why It Happens by Benedict Carey. Read for you by Steve Kramer. Introduction. Broaden the margins. I was a grind. That was the word for it back in the day. The kid who sweated the details, who made flashcards. A striver, a grade hog. A worker bee. That kid. And I can see him clearly now, almost 40 years later, bent over a textbook, squinting in the glow of a cheap desk lamp. I can see him early in the morning, too, up and studying at 5 o'clock, sophomore year high school, his stomach on low boil because he can't quite master... what? The quadratic formula? The terms of the Louisiana Purchase? The lend-lease policy? The mean value theorem? Eliot's use of irony as a metaphor for... some damn thing. Never mind. It's long gone, the entire curriculum. All that remains is the dread. Time's running out, there's too much to learn, and some of it is probably beyond reach. But there's something else in there, too. A lower frequency signal that takes a while to pick up, like a dripping faucet in a downstairs bathroom. Doubt. The nagging sense of having strayed off the trail when the gifted students were arriving at the lodge without breaking a sweat. Like so many others, I grew up believing that learning was all self-discipline, a hard, lonely climb up the sheer rock face of knowledge to where the smart people lived. I was driven more by a fear of falling than by anything like curiosity or wonder. That fear made for an odd species of student. To my siblings, I was Mr. Perfect, the serious older brother who got mostly A's. To my classmates, I was the invisible man, too unsure of my grasp of the material.